have seen the dark shadows moving in the woods, and I have no doubt that whatever I have resurrected through this book is sure to come calling for me.
David, you look absolutely terrific, honestly. You've got like glue on.
This is where the worst begins. This is where we must stop. For beyond is the work of madness. The nightmare of insane murder. And lingering death. Get inside and lock your doors. Close your windows. Someone is watching you. Someone is waiting for you. Someone wants to scare you to death.
This is Albert from the Tuesday Show. You're listening to the goddamn Dave Hill Show, now on a flipping Monday.
No, you're an angel witch. Thank you. I nailed it.
Sounded like it.
I feel pretty good about it. Hello, and welcome to the Dave Hill Good Time Hour with me, Dave Hill, mentioned earlier. Hi, how are you? I'm incredible. Thank you so much for joining us. How are you doing, boy criminal Chris Gersbeck?
I'm good. Can you hear me?
I can. I'm trying a new. I have a different microphone tonight. Not to brag, but I have a different shitty microphone tonight, just to see where that gets me.
You're not stepping it up, lateral move.
I don't know. It's just one that maybe will work better. That's the hope.
Sounds good so far.
Yeah, that's the hope. The hope is that it'll work. But though I do have this other one. Let's see. Let's see what happens.
Oh no.
This is like me Saturday night.
What happens when I put two microphones in?
Stereo. Well,
oh no, don't do it.
Channel
it's
one.
Like, it's like crossing the streams in Ghostbusters.
Do it. Happens. Do it.
The conventional wisdom suggests that I should have tried this before the show. How does this sound?
Exactly the same.
Yeah, I don't think it switched.
Oh good. Well, lack of quality is job one.
You got like your live room mic and then your recording mic. It's slick. It's like the Dead in the 70s. It's nice.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. A friend of mine, my friend Bart, is a big Fish fan. And he texted me, I've never seen Fish. You wouldn't know it to look at me.
Did you groan when you said Fish?
A little bit.
Are you not? Now you strike me, Dez. New Jersey Chicken Rancher, Dez.
Right.
Well, I'm sorry I haven't asked how you're doing.
Doing well, thank you.
Oh, that's good to hear. I thought maybe you would have room in your heart for Fish. I don't understand, but I have a few friends who love Fish, and so my friend Bart was like, I'm seeing a bunch of Fish shows.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, can I come to a Fish show with you? So I can better understand you.
Mm-hmm.
And Fish.
He was probably excited to hear that.
I think it warmed his cockles. Is that what I want to say?
Is that the expression?
The cockles of his heart?
Yes.
He didn't say that. I'm just speaking for him when I say that. But yeah, and then he sent me the... Anyway, I think it's probably not going to work out. Our friendship is great. My getting to... See, he was like, they're all sold out already, Dave. You can't just decide you're gonna see Fish all willy-nilly. So I accept that as a thing, but whatever. I know you're maybe everyone's trying to figure out whether they're gonna see Drunk Bus, the hit movie Drunk Bus that I'm in that came out Friday, thus changing my life forever.
Mm-hmm.
A little polling before we start broadcasting. Only Chris has seen it. Between Chris and Dez, not of all people. Right. Many people have seen it. I mean, the reviews are in. And they're mostly excellent.
Yeah. Well deserved. I loved it. I thought the entire movie was great. Everyone was great in it, but you
was the best part.
Yeah, I think you were the best part. Yeah.
I don't know why I said was the best. I were the best.
You am the best.
But yeah, the Boston Herald said that my character should have his own movie. Now, historically, we've seen this happen before, but sometimes then they do that and they just get someone else to play the character.
They almost did that with like Jay and Silent Bob and Mallrats. They were going to cast like Hollywood actors to play them. And I think at one point Seth Green was supposed to play Jay. Either Seth Green or like Breckenmeyer is one of them.
And that ended up being the plot to the reboot.
I guess I didn't watch
Silent Bob Strike Back.
Wait, yeah. Was the first one Mallrats? Why weren't they going to cast...
Clerks. Clerks was the first one.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, right. And Mallrats was like the big Hollywood one.
It's a big crossover event.
Oh, they were like, let's get like some... let's get some Hollywood pros in here.
Yeah, these Jersey homes can't possibly pull it off, I think was the mindset.
Oh, that's
so if they make a Debo Ted spinoff movie, but they recast you, who do you think would play you?
Justin Long. I don't know why I chose him. Dirk Benedict. He's probably too old. Yeah. I mean,
Ace? From the Ace team?
Ace? No. Which guy is that?
Dirk Benedict. Battlestar Galactica and the A-Team?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's too old. I mean, even, you know.
They got the de-aging now, though.
Yeah, they do. I'm counting on it for when I go back and do the prequel to Drunk Bus. And they have me.
Prequel?
I think there's going to be.
Excellent.
It's a great movie, though. Everyone's got to watch it.
It's a great movie. But, yeah.
And, oh, you already got a super chat here. Do you want to read it?
A super chat. Everything's going my way. Jessica Kai Bell. By the way, thank you for everyone who supported the show during Max Fun Drive, and it's never too late to support us through Maximum Fun. But if you want to do it in the moment, the magical moment while we're doing the live cast, you can do it in the super chat. As Jessica Kai Bell just has, and she writes, I love the movie so... I think there's six O's. That's a lot of love. How was the party? It is really fun and so beautiful. Love the camera. Dan, the look. Dave wore a fluffy pink robe. Don't let him kid you. What is love the camera? Does that mean
maybe just the look, the way the movie
and
looks?
The look.
Maybe and the look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is really well shot. It's great.
It is. It is very well
shot. And a lot of it just takes place on a bus. It somehow just looks, you know, looks good.
Do you know, you would think I would know this having been in the movie. Well, we discussed this last week, I think, on this show, just as one example. I've been doing it. The media blitz for the movie Drunk Bus has been so intense. That I can't remember where I was talking about what, even when it was on my own show. But yeah, most of it, I assumed they were driving around the whole time. Not the case.
No.
That's not how Hollywood works. I didn't know that, even though I'm in the movie. You'd think they would have briefed me on everything they were planning to do once I stormed off to my trailer. I didn't have a trailer. I just had a hotel room for this movie. These are behind... Have I had trailers? Sure. Anyway... So Dez and everyone else who hasn't seen it, go see it.
I'm on it this week.
When you're ready.
I had a busy weekend.
Oh, I get it. You had chickens to wrangle.
Yeah.
What else did you get up to?
We did a Star Wars night here at the house and put up the big screen in the yard, had some friends over and watched Star Wars, had some drinks.
That sounds excellent.
It was a beautiful evening, good family and friends over.
Why weren't Chris and I invited?
As a matter of fact, you were.
I think we were.
We were actually invited. I was just trying to, you know, I was just playing that up for dramatic effect. We were actually definitely invited.
Mm-hmm.
I could not attend.
I want to do a live stream watch party event
from there
here in the yard.
Well, I tell you, if you're looking for a great movie to do that with, I cannot recommend Drunk Bus.
Would you want to watch a movie you're in with a bunch of other people?
Absolutely, I would.
Okay, that would make me really uncomfortable, I think.
No, I'd be fine with it, you know. Whatever. I could deal with it. I'm a grown man. I'm a grown up. Plus, it's not like I'm in the movie, but it's not, you know, it's not my movie. I didn't write it.
I directed it.
I carried it. You'll see when you see it. I carry the movie.
Okay. Fair point.
Make no mistake. Even though I'm not on screen most of the movie, I still.
You are integral to the.
I am. Movie. That impactful. Can't be debated.
Yeah.
But let's live in the now. Let's live. Tonight we have an incredible show. My dear friend Jason Narduzzi from Split Single Band, or Split Single, as they are often called. He's also in Superchunk. He's also in the Bob Mould Band.
Busy guy.
I've said this before. I'll say it to him when he's on the show. I was asked recently in one of the many interviews I do, as you can imagine, most of my time awake when not doing this show is spent doing interviews with other people. And someone asked me, like, who would I trade places with? And I was like, first I was like, I would maybe like to be like a under deep sea diver, maybe? That'd be fun.
Interesting.
I was just naming professions where you have animal access, basically. Goat wranglers, things like that. But then the only people, I said the only person on earth I have ever think I'm the least bit jealous of, to the point where I'm like, I want to be that guy for an hour, is Jason, because he gets to play bass for Bob Mould. And I love Bob Mould, and you have all those great songs. I think that'd be really fun.
That is the dream, to be able to like join, because like, you know, I think he's only recently been in Superchunk, but to like join a band where there's already like so many great songs you can play.
A cavalcade, yeah.
Yeah.
That was like when I played guitar in my friend Walter Schreifel's band. I was like, I would be at this show anyway.
There you go.
Yeah.
So it's better that I'm just being the band.
Yeah.
So there. And I got to play all the great songs. All by way of saying, if the Rolling Stones want me to join them, or I don't know who else. I'll think of something else by the end of the show. The Black Crowes. I only said that for Dez's benefit. Even though he just said he's basically given up on the Black Crowes.
Well, if they were smart enough to put in the call, I would be back. For sure.
So who plays the other guitar for Black Crowes?
I don't even know the guy's name.
Some guy with long hair, I bet.
I'm sure he's good.
A long-haired rock. My hair is probably long enough to be in
the
Black Crowes at this point, even though I did get a cut, not to brag.
Throw a fun hat on, you'll be set. The right kind, not like a, you know, not like my hat or anything.
That's a great hat. Don't beat yourself up.
It's all right. It's past its peak, hat. I think. You want to take a call?
Let's take a call. The number is 201-584-7071. That's 582. I miss the simpler time when you wouldn't have to say the area code.
Right? Caller, go ahead.
Back when there were only six phone numbers. How are you fine folks doing? Sorry about my voice this week. I spent the last 6 days vomiting.
Is this Elvira in Minnesota?
It is.
You spent the last 6 days?
Yeah, that's what I hear.
You don't remember the last 6 days?
I on Monday afternoon, I checked myself into the hospital.
Why?
Apparently, I checked myself out sometime on Wednesday and then back in on Thursday. But I've been out for a few days and I've been able to keep food down for like a total of 12 hours now, which which is a new record.
What's the diagnosis? Besides being
what we're
wuss,
trying to find out.
Apparently. Just kidding.
Apart from rocking too hard.
Right.
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding, Colin. I'm just joshing
it's
you.
It's faster with my type 1 diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I feel bad. You've succeeded.
Super complicated to kind of balance out. But
never joke about someone's medical condition, Dave. That's what I've learned. But are you doing all right now?
I
mean, you sound horrible. Let me be clear.
Oh, and in fact, I even have a date scheduled this Wednesday night where me and my wife, we're going to watch Drunk Bus.
Oh, nice. You really threw me when you said you have a date scheduled, because I was like, wait, you've been calling into the show all this time and you have an open marriage? but you're a romantic, it sounds like. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, and I'm a hopeless romantic.
I'm happy to hear that. I'm glad that you're not in an open marriage. Not that I have anything against open marriages. I just do not wish you personally to have one. I can't.
I waited a long time to get married. And I have always been as honest as I can be in my relationships. So the idea of finding that one person who just kind of where you click together and then you just make it work. And that's the key to a happy life.
Oh, she's out there. She's out there. You'll find her one day. I'm kidding. Now I'm giving your wife a hard time, which I don't mean to do.
No, it's all right. If she ever met you in person and if she came down to it, she could kick your ass. So.
Well, I would let her because I'm.
We took a turn.
Well, I come in peace.
I had a reputation as a bit of a playboy and Lothario, which wasn't true at all, but I did nothing to dissuade this.
Well, that's right, because people get that reputation by being great guys. What? Why did you have that reputation?
When I was getting married, they're like,
did you dress like Zorro or something? Why did you have that reputation?
Actually, for our wedding, I wore a black and red tuxedo. And we both wore red shoes because of our love of David Bowie. So we could both wear red shoes and dance the blues away.
Oh my God, this sounds like an absolute nightmare. No, just kidding. Wait, that's adorable. Well, how long have you been married?
We got married in 2012. We got married
9 years.
On Labor Day.
9 years.
It was a rare day that both 2012-9-04. And we got married on Labor Day so that way both theater people and normal people could attend our wedding.
They're very wise of you. Well,
literate.
I wish you many,
it's a very
many more years.
Over period.
Well, thank you, Elvira. Even over the course of this call, you're starting to sound healthier and healthier. And we're all.
Before I go, I just want to ask you real quick. I gotta ask the brain trust. Because last time when I was on all those ages ago, we discussed mayo on Satan's sandwich, and I was wondering if you had any insight on what would Satan's sandwich actually be. And would
Satan's
that be
sandwich?
Satan? What would Satan's preferred sandwich be? Or what sandwich would Satan offer?
I think it would just be something from Subway, honestly.
Mm. It'd anything be like something with that avocado slimy spread that they use.
Just some disgusting Subway sandwiches, which is to say every Subway sandwich. And any and all sandwiches from Subway.
You're not into the $5 foot long?
I'm not looking for, that much. I like to pay a little more. If I'm going to get that much food, I want to pay more for the quality of it. I think, like, there's 99-cent pizza near my house. I'm not going to eat that. No. If it were 1990, I would. But I want to pay a little more for pizza and have them try a little harder. Same with a foot long.
Yeah.
I'm not a big sandwich guy, though.
Well, I honestly believe I choose sandwich places by how well the employees are treated.
Oh, fuck the employees.
I've often discovered that the atmosphere in which food is prepared is conveyed to the consumer. So if you can make them feel good while they make the sandwich feel that much better.
Oh, fuck the sandwich and fuck the people who work there. I'm not buying any of this.
They're artists.
No.
Subway artists.
No, I agree with all these statements. Thank you, Elvira. We got to get ready to bring Jason on here. I hope you're feeling better. And
you guys have fun. And I suggest that Satan would have an ice cream sandwich.
Okay.
All right. That's a fair answer as well.
Got to eat it quick, I guess.
It would melt.
I was worried about Elvira. He didn't call in last week, and now we know why.
I was worried sick when he in fact was sick.
Yeah.
Glad he's doing better.
Broke his streak.
The number is 201-584-7071. But we're getting ready for our incredible guest here. He walks among us. I don't know if he is on the internet yet. He hasn't checked in yet. That's okay. He's got a couple minutes. He's timely.
He's a guy.
We'll cover all this during the incredible show. Oh my gosh. It's like a little nip. It's almost sweater weather out there tonight.
Today had a chill.
Yeah.
So you're like about 3 weeks back in the city?
A month?
Yeah.
No. I think I'm like on my seventh week or sixth week.
Really that many already?
Yeah, this kid.
Things seem to be really dropping off to normal. New Jersey's going to drop its mask mandate. Stadiums are full. Arenas are full. I think.
Yeah, I'm going to pump the brakes a little bit.
I went to a Yankees game on Saturday.
Look at that.
You did?
Yeah, my dad and I.
Nice. I think you're officially.
Mr. Gersbeck?
Yeah, him.
Jerry Gersbeck?
Jerry, yeah.
You're post-pandy now,
I'm
Chris.
I'm incredible at guessing the first names.
It was, it was great. That it was like 30% capacity, so there was like no one there.
But was that, don't they have the vaccinated side and the asshole side?
Well, it's so weird because
and the
you...
fucking asshole side?
You can have, no, it's not like side, like they have fully vaccinated sections where you can sit, but then you have to like sit next to people. And so in the other sections... If you can just be vaccinated or not.
Spade. Yeah,
and you have like an entire row to yourself.
Oh, I like
that. And behind you, yeah.
I take it all back. I like this better.
Yeah.
It's the best way to go.
As
a Met fan, I never had that kind of problem.
I've been indoors a couple times now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You feel normal about it yet still?
Nope. I just, hope for the best.
You know, eat quick, breathe slow.
Yep. But I have a couple times kind of gone with the flow and was, you know, all following the precautions and such, but, was I comfortable with it? Not entirely. Not entirely. That's when I'm not done. I tried to talk in my Bjork voice, and I couldn't do it. I think the Bjork voice, I've been talking in it so much that it's starting to lose, not as good as good at it.
Yeah, it's like Alec Baldwin did Trump for a year, and he kind of forgot.
Yeah.
Just because you start to talk, like... Yeah, so I feel like I need to put the genie back in the bottle and maybe not talk like Bjork for a while. Though I still am supposed to do the crime blotter as Bjork.
Mm.
I need to do that. I need to get that done this week.
A one and a two is saying now that Dave, you're about 40% lower than us.
Volume-wise?
Yeah, so I think you need to come up a little bit.
Oh, this is a nightmare. Why did? How's that? Now there's a lot of heat.
It sounds the same.
Thank you for that specific. That's not any louder.
No. I can dial down.
Well, I'm not listening to you guys anymore. I'm going to listen to a one and a two for all my audio
concerns.
Oh, Jason's in the waiting room, so I'm gonna go grab him.
That's Jason. Jason's already gonna be on the show.
Sounds like it.
Bowery Electric just switched to standing room. No more seating for this Thursday. I don't know if I will come, and if it's crowded. I'm supposed to do a show there in a few weeks. But I'll probably just run in and out.
Not even hang. How much time do you need to be in the building before you go on? Generally, like to be comfortable, to feel all right about it.
2 seconds.
Yeah, I've seen that actually. You did that one FMU thing. You literally rolled in off the street right on the stage and...
Is this louder? Is this better?
Seems about the same.
Oh, fuck the world.
But it sounds okay on my side, but I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Chris can fix it in post. See what I care. No, that's not good. Maybe I'll sit back like this tonight. And like,
you got to get one of that, like, hangs over your shoulder and, like, the microphone just sits on your chest. And you can sit back casually. Yeah. Like a saxophone strap or something, essentially.
Mm-mm. Is this better for podcasting? Now I'm too far away.
Like, seem comfortable, though.
I know. Casual. I can hold court here.
Yeah. Your words seem to have more weight coming from that reclined position.
And there's shit everywhere behind me. I did an online movie premiere for the hit movie Drunk Bus, and I did the tech testing in this room, and they were like, are you going to do it in that room? And I was like, maybe. No, and I was like, no, I'll do it in another room.
Yeah.
They complained about the other room, though, to be clear, even though I have a gorgeous apartment. So this is, this room particularly is pretty cluttered. Everybody's we're waiting on our guest, Jason Narducci, is walking to the stage. For those of you listening, maybe driving, maybe someone's like driving along a hedgerow in Scotland right now. I don't even know while they're listening. Given the fact that we have a global, maniacal audience, or they could be in the yurts at some other place. I don't even know what places have yurts, honestly. Do you?
I want to say a fair amount of places have yurts. If you look hard enough, you could find one within a day's travel.
I don't even know what a yurt is. I got to be honest. Just fun to say.
It's like a big genie bottle, essentially, in the middle of the woods, no?
But what's it made out of? Like sticks and cloth and such?
That's one of those like earthship things in there, like sticks and rubber tires and mud and all kinds of yurts are, clay structure.
Oh, really? I thought yurts, like you could like pack up your yurt in like 15 minutes.
Oh, a yurt like a tent. You're right.
Okay, you're right. Let's get people to call in and tell us what the hell a yurt is. I guess I could just do a Google image search for a yurt.
I don't know you want to move a yurt on a daily basis.
Yurt. How do you spell yurt? U-R-T, right? Yeah, yurt.
Y-U-R-T.
Y-U-R-T, that's what I thought.
Yep.
Okay, they're showing yurts.
More tent or solid structure?
Way more tent than solid structure.
Okay, I was wrong then.
Yeah, god damn it, Des.
I wasn't quite thinking Pueblo or anything, but something a little more permanent, whatever. I suppose.
I'm enraged.
Somewhere between science and superstition, there is a podcast.
Look, your daughter doesn't say she's a demon. She says she's the devil himself.
That thing is not my daughter. And I want you to tell me there's a show where the hosts don't just report on fringe science and spirituality, but take part themselves.
Well, there is, and it's Ono, Ross, and Carrie on Maximum Fun.
This year, we actually became certified exorcists.
So yes, Carrie and I can help your daughter.
Or we can just talk about it on the show.
Oh No, Ross and Carrie on MaximumFun.org.
Are you ready to binge watch something old?
The Greatest Generation is a podcast about Star Trek by a couple of hosts a little bit embarrassed to even have a Star Trek podcast. Hosted by me, Ben Harrison.
And me, Adam Pranica. We get into the critical, the technical, the science fictional aspects of the show we love, while roasting it and each other at the same time.
We've completed an entire series about Star Trek The Next Generation, and another one about Star Trek Deep Space Nine, and we've just begun Star Trek Voyager, so now is a great time to start watching a new Star Trek series with us.
So subscribe to The Greatest Generation on MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts, and become a friend of DeSoto today.
Holding the microphone and sitting too far away.
Well, the microphone as it stands kind of looks like it could be on a desk or something, and you're just sitting there with your hands folded just above your lap.
Oh yeah, this is convincing.
So, you know,
this is I believe it's happening.
We're all here now,
coming to the program from parts unknown, Illinois. Actually, I know exactly. He's the pride of Evanston, Illinois. I bet we could, Chris, we could have this take longer to get Jason on the show if we really tried.
Sorry.
Where is he? What happened? Is there a way you could make it take longer?
I mean, yeah, I could have a little more bit of a complicated setup to get people screened and everything.
Oh my gosh. We got to get some
more.
That.
Maybe we should have some more Zoom rooms. Like, I'll soundcheck Jason, then I'll send him to Dez, and then Dez will soundcheck him.
I don't not like this idea. Is he ready to come on the program?
He's ready. He's good to go.
The lazy suit.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, from Evanston, Illinois. I don't know why I tripped over Illinois like that. It had never eluded me in the past. My dear friend, Jason Narduzzi. Don't bring him on yet. I should say you know him from Split Single, Super Chunk. I put the emphasis on the chunk for fun. And the Bob Mould Band. Mr. Jason Narduzzi, owner of a dog named Juniper. These are things that will all come out during the show. Are you there, Jason? Is he muted?
He is.
Oh, he's muted.
What the fuck is wrong?
Sorry. Old guy on Zoom.
No, Jesus.
Old guy on Zoom. I'll leave. Start it over. Do another intro.
Okay. Jason Narduzzi, Evanston, Illinois, Split Single, Super Chunk, Bob Mould Band, etc. Here he is now, from some room in Illinois. Jason Narduzzi. There he is. Oh, wow.
The dog's name?
The dog, he's dad to human children, I won't name for their own privacy, and also my difficulty in remembering. And also a beautiful dog named Juniper, who I feel like I'm not dragging into any sort of danger by naming your dog. Though I will not name your children because I don't want Chris Googling them later.
Yeah, a lot of trouble with that.
Yeah. It's not cool, Chris. Don't Google people's kids.
I'm trying this new contraption where I have two compressors stacked on a seat with a rubber band around my thumb. How does it look?
Looks good.
It looks so good. Why is your frame you're cropped at like it's 1986 though? How do you manage that?
What should I do? Closer?
Oh, we don't need to fix it. It's just a curiosity on my part.
Dave, I don't think that mic you're using is the one that's being picked up.
Mine?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wait, my mic is not the one that's being picked up? Yeah, it is. I'm hitting it.
Yeah, we don't. It sounds like it's coming from your computer or something. Did you select it in Zoom?
This show is really just
okay. I'm leaving again. Mess. Dave, do the intro again. Fix the mic. Do the intro again.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you, Jason. I'm enraged. Oh, it says the microphone. Oh, fucking
no! There you're right.
There we go.
There it is.
There we go.
Hot mic.
Well, now you're super loud. So turn the gain down in the mic. Yeah, in the back.
Oh my God! This show, what a mess. Is that better?
Much.
Yeah.
Oh, Jason, I apologize. You would think.
Put the mic a little further away from me.
I'm going to turn the gain down. So that now I sound incredible, probably, right?
Perfect.
What about Chris?
I mean, you sound better. I think you might still be too loud.
But... Oh, fuck off.
See, Chris, you gotta
just... I'm never coming on this show again.
I do fix most of this in post. I balance out the levels.
I know. We'll edit out this part. We'll edit out this part where I berate you for being... Oh, no, I couldn't even come up. I like you too much. I couldn't even come up with horrible things to say to you. Like, I'm physically incapable of it.
Thank you.
Maintaining abuse. Jason, I apologize. We'll edit all this out. We'll make it all seem really slick when the episode is released Friday.
And hey, Dave.
How are you?
It's great to be here.
Thank you so much for joining us. I know you've been, just trying to keep up with you, your schedule. I see the Instagram posts. You have the brand new album, Amplificado, from Split Single, coming out June 25th. And gosh, that's just a month and a day in a way, based on the fact that I added it. I thought about it for a second. And thanks for making this one of your many stops.
Oh my gosh, I'm so glad to be here. Go ahead.
I was going to say, where are you now?
We call this the playroom, but I thought you guys would want to see that. That's a blank outlet cover plate.
Sure, but you could probably pop some for the listener. I mean, this is the real theater of the mind moment of the show. That's a blank. That's a, what did you call it?
It's a blank outlet cover behind me.
Now,
did I not need to do all these theatrics? Is this audio only?
No, this is visual.
Okay,
this
good.
Lives visually, but
I spent hours on this.
The majority of people will hear it and not see it, so we need to paint a picture with words. You have birds on the wall behind
you?
Yes,
yes, I cut those out.
Oh wow!
For 3 hours, and they're made out of glass mirror, so it took quite a long time to cut. Yeah, but that's how excited I am to be here.
Thank you. I cut you off. You were saying we were, and then I think you were going to fill in something cool we did together.
Well, I was just going to mention how you and I have been in touch a lot during this whole pandemic. And honestly, you've been a huge help to me. It's been, between our FaceTime calls and like texting back and forth.
Phone calls, texting.
Yeah.
No, I saved your life. A lot of people... said that I
was like, who is having a harder time? Probably the guy in Ohio.
It was my mental state not always great in the past year. I know.
Me
a lot
neither.
Of people say
neither.
Well, none of us, but no, I out mental illnessed everybody in my opinion. But we did. There's a handful of people that I actually spoke with and FaceTimed with and saw on Zoom and all three of you, Chris, Dez, and Jason.
I was just saying to my wife during dinner that I've spoken to you guys at least once a week for the past year. And Dez, I think we've only met in person once, like four or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But it's a nice regular thing to look forward to. Stay straight. Yeah.
Totally.
This is wild. Now, also, Jason, you are one of, before, I think my last show outside of New York, as I recall, was in Evanston, Illinois.
The Wine Goddess.
The Wine Goddess. I love that place. A lot of people said that was the greatest thing that ever happened to Evanston, Illinois. Well, on that date.
I know you're joking, but that was an insane show where people were falling out of their chairs. I mean, that was the definition of killing, I would say.
Yeah, I guess you're probably right. But
five sets felt like a little bit much, but I think for four of them, you were on fire.
The first four. Yeah. The first four first were four strong. Hours.
Yeah.
Now you are back.
I'm gonna come back.
I'm gonna get in touch with the Wine Goddess people and see if they'll let me back. I love Evanston, Illinois. You took me to this is people. This is a real fly on the wall sort of moment. I think I don't even know if that makes any sense. What the hell I just said? How do we put Jason's picture up top since? To give him a place of honor.
Yeah.
I mean, we can just drag the windows and zoom, but it won't affect it on
the
screen.
Oh, fuck the world. Just fuck everything. YouTube. Sorry about this, Jason. What I wanted to say is you and I and your daughter, whom I won't name for her safety from Chris, we went...
What about Dennis?
I'm a decent man.
He's a decent guy. I'm not concerned about him.
Oh, Jesus.
No, I should stop joking. These are jokes are in poor taste. But we went and got coffee at some place, and they put mint in my coffee, like a mint leaf. It was like a mint leaf, and I'd never had one before. And I was like, this is a real...
I think that was the place you went to.
Yeah.
You walked to?
No, I went with you.
Oh.
We were there in the place together.
Oh, is it Phil's?
I don't know. What's
the corner place?
It's corner place. And I got a coffee and it had mint, like an actual mint leaf in it.
Yeah, that's a San Francisco place that opened up in Evanston.
But I was just like, this is a real anything goes kind of town.
Yeah. Evanston does not mess around.
It does not
mint
mess
mint leaves
around.
Everywhere.
Yeah. All willy-nilly.
We got a super chat question for Jason already.
Oh, let's ask it. A super chat question. That's what... If people pay just $5,000, we
have... Pay base in super chat.
You in super chat? We should form a super chunk tribute band called Super Chat, and we just... All it is the between song, Max between song banter. This is
I've been practicing my stage banter during the pandemic.
Oh, really? Do you want to give us a taste of it?
Okay. I think my if you count all of the the best way to
wait, just not to interrupt you, but just to be clear, is this the banter or are you leading up to it? Or was this the banter that what you've just been saying?
I worked really hard on it. It's not quite working yet.
Well, okay, now I'm confused. Is this... Which part? Was that the banter, or were you just explaining that the banter that you're about to do?
I was trying to do stage banter, and I stumbled a little bit. Kind of like you saying Illinois.
Okay, do you want to take it from the top?
No. What's the super chat question? I'm blowing this whole thing.
Fucking hell, we're going to have to edit this show so much when this is done.
It's going to be 3 minutes.
I apologize. Well, thanks for swinging. Sorry you couldn't stay. Chris, let me give you a quick bite. Hey, thanks for swinging by, Jason. Sorry you were so busy and you could only stay a couple minutes.
This is my favorite 3 minutes.
Let me, Chris, if you need another bite to use for the edit, just let me know.
Okay.
And this is banter that you would do with Split Single, the band that you're the lead singer in.
Yeah, Bob Mould and Superchunk won't let me banter.
Well, I'm shocked. Really? I never know why. It's impossible to figure out why.
I know, after hearing that. Yeah.
Matt Arnold of Iowa asks, host of the Iowa Idea podcast, which I highly recommend.
Hi, Matt Arnold.
He writes, let's get on the pedal talk. Jason, forced choice. What's your favorite pedal? It means guitar pedal. Or no, maybe he doesn't. I'll let you up to interpretation.
Right now, it's these two compressor pedals that are holding up my phone with a rubber band.
You own two compressor pedals? What a fucking...
These are really hard to find. It's the Boss Compression Sustainer CS3s.
You got two of them?
Two Why do you have two? Oh, is it because if one of them breaks?
It's to hold the phone up. You know why I have two of them, actually? Because, Dave, you were nice enough to come to Chicago for the musical that I worked on, Verboten.
Oh, and yeah, we got to talk about that.
We had this tricky sound thing where, you know, when you're doing theater, which was a completely new world to me, but you saw the rooms, like 150 capacity, tried to create a 1983 basement vibe, right?
With
the
carpeting. Wait, 150 people could fit in that room?
Mm-hmm.
Why did you let so few in the night that I went? I'm just kidding. I'm really sorry. You set yourself up for that.
Yeah. I was
bragging. No, it was
150.
It was packed.
So when actors are talking and then they kick into a rock song, there's a volume. It's a sound thing that's tricky because you don't want to just pummel people with 120 decibels and then have it go back down to. So one way to make an electric guitar sound loud and feedback, even when it's not that loud, is to just absolutely crank a compressor. So we use that on all the guitars.
Oh, okay.
So I have a lot of compressors.
That's interesting. I just learned something.
All the bands you play in, or?
No, this is for a musical I worked on called.
Oh, Verboten. For the musical. Okay.
Yeah.
Verboten. So when you, was great.
Thank you, buddy.
Will it come back?
I hope so.
Verboten, based on Jason's true life story as a young rocker, which you still are, relatively speaking, now, just not nearly as you started a band when you were like 12 years old, right?
10. Yeah.
10. Called Verboten.
Yep.
And if anyone saw, well, I'll let you tell. But Dave, you basically are responsible for Dave Grohl becoming a rocker.
I don't know about that, but our singer is Dave's cousin, and so when I was 11, and he was 13, he came to Evanston to visit his family, and Tracy and I introduced him to punk rock, and he's nice enough to throw our name around, like in that HBO show that he did.
It's amazing. But the musical is inspired by this band, Verboten.
Yeah, this playwright, this professor at Northwestern University in Evanston saw the Sonic Highways show that Dave did and saw me interviewed and Tracy interviewed and the footage of Verboten playing when I was 11 years old. And got a hold of me and pitched me on this idea to make a musical, which I thought was crazy. But we worked on it for 5 years and somehow got it up and going.
And then
we just found something... out. We just
Wait,
found
I'm sorry,
out,
go ahead.
Actually, we just found out that we were nominated for the American Theater Critics Association Award for Best New Play, which was incredible. Yeah, we're really thrilled about that.
Wait, so and then can you still? When do you find out about it?
I think next month.
Oh shit! So then it'll come back.
I hope so. I mean, I haven't talked to anybody about how that would happen. I've been kind of just in split single world for a bit. I would love to keep developing it and keep working on it, but there's no, you know, concrete plans yet.
What if I told you I could put $400 into this? And you could do whatever aspect of the production can be enhanced with that.
I'm after the Zoom meeting, I am doing a 180, focusing entirely on verboten. I'm quitting split single based on your contribution to verboten. I think I need to change everything.
I'm jumping all over the place as always, but split single is your solo band, right?
Mm-hmm.
For I mean, you know this. I'm not telling you. I'm just, but for the listener, and the new album Amplificado is out June 25th, and you got Mike Mills from REM to play. Is he fully in the band now?
He's on the record. We're hoping to do shows. That's another thing that we're trying to figure out with, you know, all the complications with restrictions and all that kind of thing. But I'd love to do shows with him too. But he's on the record. John Worster's on the record. And
John from Superchunk and Bob Mould Band.
Yep. Mountain Goats.
And Mountain Goats. Wait, so what are the restrictions of do you mean COVID restrictions or restrictions that Mike Mills has personally?
REM restrictions. Yeah, they only let him do certain things.
Sorry, Mike.
Yeah.
We're going to have to shut this one down.
Yeah. Peter Buck has put the kibosh on that flight. No, I think it's just, you know, I mean, you know this, you have bands, you try to book some shows, and then if you book something out of town, it's all these details and things. That's
where can we get hummus in this town? I was gonna say cocaine. I was gonna say cocaine, but I was like, why am I treating Jason?
We got another super chat from Matt Arnold.
Yes,
favorite Cheap Trick song.
Oh man, so many. Right now, their new record is great, by the way, and I would not say that if I didn't mean it. I think Rick Nielsen is 2 years younger than my dad, and he is just
Randy Narduzzi
solos. What?
Randy Narduzzi?
Close.
I'm really great at guessing names. That's why I gave it a shot.
Ray Narduzzi.
Ray. Oh, so close.
See? Really close. Favorite, I would say right now my favorite Cheap Trick song would be Downed.
Oh, that might be one of the best. I mean, what about Come On, Come On?
Great song.
That might be.
They have so many songs that I wouldn't normally put on at home, and then I see them play it live, and I'm like, well, that's one of the best songs I've ever heard.
Yeah, they're amazing.
They're amazing.
There's another super chat before we forget and get way ahead of it. Jessica Kybell says, Matt needs a cookie and milk. What is that? Is that a reference to Matt Arnold?
I guess because Matt asked about the pedal talk early on.
Yeah, I think that was in relation to pedal talk.
Wait, how? I don't get it.
Maybe cooking.
Probably made sense at the time.
Calm him
down. Wait, what? Oh, calm him down.
That's all I could think of.
As long as we're going back to the pedal talk, I thought, Jason, that you were going to say you had the two Boss compressors because that's how you get your bass sound, and you couldn't risk having the pedal break, so you had a backup. That's what I thought you were going to say. And I was ready to say, no one will ever notice either way whether or not that pedal's on. That's what I was all excited to shoot you down hard.
Because the guitarist's amp is so loud?
Yeah, I was like, one's going to know. Because you're playing with Bob Mould. No one's going to know.
Right.
No, you can hear the bass when you guys play.
Oh.
I don't know if that makes you feel any better.
Sure. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
No.
Anyway, but you didn't even say that. I just wanted you to know the insult that I had locked and loaded.
Thank you.
For when you said what I thought you were going to say.
Yeah.
But you
keep it pretty simple. I keep it pretty simple. It's basically just a tuner. Occasionally I'll bring a distortion pedal. More often than not, Bob will hit that before I do. He'll walk across the stage and hit my distortion pedal.
On purpose?
Yeah.
Distort that thing. Oh, really?
Yeah. It's just like it's joking, you know, like he'll run over and hit it and start giggling or something.
He's a prankster. A lot of people don't know this. Well,
he's funny. He's funnier than people realize, for sure. He's got a cutting wit.
And you guys are going to do you guys are doing a tour in the fall.
That's right. September 15th to the maybe October 6th, a bunch of US dates,
including Webster
Full
Hall
band.
Here in New York City.
Yeah, Webster Hall.
I'm going to be away for that one.
So cancel it.
If you need to take, don't cancel it, but if you need to give like the 10 guest list tickets I was going to ask for away, that's totally fine. If you need to let someone else have the entire VIP balcony that I was going to ask for,
you defer.
You go for it.
Okay.
But, no, Chris and I are talking about road tripping it to Philly, so that's where we'll need all that stuff.
Great.
Yeah, coming down. But let's go. Let's jump around some more. So the album.
Oh, I have to tell you another thing that you were involved with that helped me get through this.
Oh, what?
This pandemic. The fucking awesome Joe Parra show. Talks you to sleep. Is that what it's called?
Joe Parra talks with you. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's a great show.
Episode that you're in with the Milwaukee Fashion Show. So that was one of the few entertainment things that my whole family could watch. Like the 11-year-old daughter liked it, the 16-year-old son liked it, my wife liked it, I liked it. So we would watch that entire, we watched all two seasons more than once.
It's a great show.
It's a great show.
I don't know if it's coming back or not.
This kind of thing, this kind of sign felt like you do know that it's not coming back.
No, my nose was just itchy. No, okay. I don't know. I honestly don't know.
It's one of my favorite shows that I've ever seen. The Baba O'Reilly episode is brilliant. One of the best episodes I've ever seen of any TV show. That just kills me.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that because you weren't in it.
It's weird that I wasn't in that episode.
It was weird. You should be in that one, especially the church scene.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Oh, well. I'll take the episode I was on.
You were great in it.
Oh, a lot of people. I think I wore all my own clothes for that. Which leads me to believe, I think they probably were just like, let's just write a role that's Dave if he lived in Milwaukee, and what would that look like? But that happens, a lot of times I'll do a film or television show, whichever, I'm doing so many.
Right.
And they'll always be like, we have wardrobe, but if you have some items you would like to bring, let us know. So and invariably they're always just like, oh yeah, we should wear that.
Cool.
There's another super chat here from Brendan O'Dwyer.
Okay.
This is for you, Jason. Creating the greatest super group of all time of Narduzzi, Hill, John, and Ted Leo. Who would be the fifth Wilbury and what would you name it?
That's an excellent question.
What is the supergroup?
It's you, Dave, John. I'm assuming John Worster and Ted Leo.
Ooh, we might have all been in the same room at the same time.
It's
Ted
possible.
Ted Leo opened up some Bob Mould shows in some East Coast Bob Mould shows in 2016 or 17.
Then I probably was there.
I bet the Bowery Because Ted would get on drums and John would sing a Ramones song. You remember that?
I was there. Yeah, I was there.
That super group. That super group was in the same room, if not creating together.
I think
vibing together for sure.
I think I'd probably be kicked out though before the first practice. So you're gonna have to name two other people. That would be. I would get booted. Those guys would boot me. I'm not saying you would boot me, Jason. Just those guys would.
Oh, I appreciate you.
Maybe not Ted. Maybe Ted wouldn't. John would probably boot me, I'm guessing. I don't know why I say that. Maybe I wouldn't get booted. We have a little surprise. I have them both on the line right now. No.
That's an interesting super group, though.
Who would the four? Who would the fifth
be? It'd be some pretty incredible videos, I would say.
Yeah. Who could
Amy
the
man?
I was going to say we should get a woman, you know, so it's not a complete sausage party.
Yeah.
Amy Mann, that would be great. She's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of hers.
Agreed. Do you know what?
Yeah, she's amazing. Wait, no, let's get Mike Mills. You know Mike Mills. How did you end up getting Mike Mills to play on the new split single record, Amplificado, out June 25th? You see what I'm doing?
Yeah.
Burying it in the brain.
Did I ever tell you that story about the first show I did with Bob Pollard from Guided by Voices?
I'm not. Refresh my memory. You may have.
So John Worster and I started playing with Bob Pollard in 2006. And the first show was at the 40 Watt Club in Athens, Georgia.
And this was Boston Spaceships, it was called?
No, it was just called Bob Pollard.
Oh,
Robert,
okay.
Robert Pollard. It was his first band after Guided by Voices broke up in 2004. So 2005 was nothing. And then this was the beginning of 2006. Okay. It was probably January of 2006 because I think we practiced. I think we practiced at the end of 05. I could be wrong about that. But anyways, the very first show was in Athens, Georgia. And, you know, he's known for the long shows, the drinking and the long shows. So I walk out on the stage and I look down at the set list. There's 57 songs on the set list. It's written on, you know, extra large paper. And I start to like, wait, I don't know what song that is. You know, like get, and then I'm looking down, I'm like, I'm not a bassist. I had this moment of imposter syndrome or something. Panic, I guess you'd call it.
But you were already playing with Bob Mould at this point.
I had done a tour with Bob. But that was it as far as like extensive bass playing. And that was just 6 months before this. So it was like, as much as they're in a similar genre, it's pretty different, actually. I mean, the drinking alone.
yeah.
So I have this weird kind of feeling, and then I look up and I look up at the bar, and perfectly silhouetted is Mike Mills. And I'm like, oh, great. The bassist from REM, you know, like one of my favorite bands of all time. But I got through the show, and he already knew Tommy Keane, who was in the band, and he knew John Worster. So they introduced me. He was lovely. And we ended up doing some stuff together. Like he has a band called The Baseball Project, and I opened up for them. And then he would come to shows in Athens. I don't know. We just kind of hung out a little bit. But I mean, when I sent that email, I didn't think he would do it. But I couldn't help but ask. And then he was into it. So
that's amazing. Did you have 10 beers before you sent the email?
No, I think I was just I wanted to word it gently and respectfully. And give him plenty of outs, and you know it was fine if he wasn't interested or didn't want to do it or couldn't do it, and I didn't want it to be weird the next time I saw him.
Yeah, because I would just
10 beers after he said yes.
Yeah. Like, hey Mike, you any chance you want to come play bass with me? I'll just go fuck myself anyway. Send.
No, he was awesome. He's like, all right, what are the dates? And I showed him the dates. And he said, well, do you want me to just play your P bass? Like, you know, he's like, I've seen you play that red bass. It looks awesome. You want me to just show up in Chicago and play that? Or do you want me to bring something? And I said, well, as a REM fan. I would love it if you could bring one of your Rickenbackers just as an option. So he had the REM folks send a bass. I'll never forget when my wife called me. She's like, you got to come home. There's this massive box at the door. I brought it in. I opened it up. I looked. Okay, it's in one piece. Phew. You know, like that whole panic of like, please don't let anything happen. And he got in town. He said, did they send a bass? I said, yeah. He said, which one? And I was like, I don't know. It's black. It's a black Rickenbacker. He said, is it the one with the checkered rim? Said, yeah, it is actually. It does have checkered rim. He said, okay, cool. That's the first one. I said, what do you mean it's the first one? He said, Murmur and Reckoning. I said, Mike, that's the bass you played on David Letterman in 1983 in your national TV debut? He said, yeah. Okay. I figure he has like 40 of them, right? I didn't know he'd send the one, but he did.
Yeah. And that's the bass on the right. That's excellent. Did you?
He did play my bass. He did play my bass on the first single on Nothing You Can Do to End This Love.
Which just came out. And there's a video for it featuring, that's right, Mike Mills and John Worster. And you, of course.
Yeah. So he played my P bass on that through my orange amp. And then the rest of the record is his Rickenbacker through my orange amp.
That's awesome.
That's a lot of technical talk. Sorry.
Well, you're in the right place. You're in the right place. I like to go, the more we can alienate people with a talk of equipment, there are some people that like it, and then some people
staying pretty steady, the viewers.
Let's we're not losing anybody yet. Okay.
Let's get into Mike tubes. Mills, let's Mike talk
Mills,
tubes.
Yeah. Mike Mills uses 37 compressors. Hold on a second. Let me read to you the 37. So it's a chain. God. It's a chain. So for the no compressor.
Oh man. Now that's amazing. That's exciting.
It was lovely. He's great. He's like he's so present. He's, you know, for a guy that's been seen that much of this world and experienced so much, he's really he's very comfortable with himself, and that just makes him a pleasure to be around.
That's not unlike you, Jason, though, to be fair.
Thank you. And he's an amazing bassist, and he sings backup. Okay. He sings backup on it. It sounds incredible. So I'm still pinching myself about all that.
Hey, now guys, we got an additional viewer, so just keep.
Oh, shit, more compressors. About. Okay. Yeah. Did I say 37 compressors?
47 compressors. Now, when split single tours, will you ask Mike Mills? Will you push it too far and be like, hey, we can get whatever 15 passenger van. What do you say?
There aren't any plans for band shows to hit the road. We have one band show for the record release party, July 10th in Skokie, right next to Evanston.
Tertiary no market.
No plans to take the band on there. I'm going to do a ton of solo shows. I'm going to the East Coast in July. Bob Mould is going out solo in October in the Midwest. I'm going to open up for him. So there's going to be a lot of solo, you know, like lawn shows, living room shows, club shows, but a lot of solo stuff.
Now, when you open solo for Bob Mould, does John Worster then say, can I come along and just play drums by myself?
He does. Yeah, I guess. He closes the night with stand-up.
See, that's the perfect evening.
Yeah, exactly.
That's excellent.
I would love that.
It'd be really funny.
It'd be really funny for the three of us to be backstage getting ready for the show to not play together.
Totally separate. Totally separate.
Yeah.
And then what about Superchunk?
I haven't heard anything about Superchunk activity, but I would love to do that too. You know, there were things planned for last year that got knocked out that I was really looking forward to. So
yeah, what were you doing? I mean, I know, but for the people, what were you doing right before the plague hit.
So Verboten was doing quite well, and it got extended, which, you know, for a musical, that means, you know, there were enough like sellouts and enough rave reviews to make it keep going. But the lockdown happened right after the first 6 week run, so we didn't get to do the 3 week extension.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was, as a musician and owner of a small painting company, I was panicking for about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And then slowly things picked up a little bit with the painting, and then I started doing lawn shows in the Chicago area. Did 53 lawn shows over the summer.
That's amazing. I'm jealous. I want to go back and do 53 lawn shows.
You know what? A lot of people that I did them for are bringing me back this year, even though there's no lockdown, because it is fun. It's really cool. It's like, it's a living room show, but it's outside, and people barbecue and they bring food, and it's really fun. I like doing them.
Now, what about, do you ever do a lawn show and like the one house will be like, yeah, this is really fun. And then the guy next door is like, would you, Jesus, what the?
4 times the cops got called. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And sometimes it was like, I remember this one time, it was in the far north suburbs of Chicago, and somebody called like after song 5, and we were near a somewhat busy street, and like the bus going by or a motorcycle going by was way louder than I was. It was sort of infuriating. But a funny thing happened. I did my first lawn show of this year on Saturday, just 2 days ago, and I posted about this, but I'll tell you the story. I'm playing, and I said, okay, thank you so much. This is wonderful. This is my last song. And as I'm starting the last song, adults and kids stand up and come a little bit closer to me. And I'm like, oh, this is cool. Either like they're going to start dancing or they're getting ready to buy some merch. I'm going to sell some posters and some albums. I hit the last note and they come running at me. And I'm thinking, well, this is what Beatlemania was like. And they just beeline it. They go right past me to this popcorn and snow cone machine that was set up behind me.
Oh man.
Yeah.
And then do they like push past you to go eat it? Like, and they're like, that's nice. Some thanks, mister.
Some of the kids actually stepped on some of the albums that I had set up on the lawn.
Oh,
like,
that's
there's no
cold.
Merch table. There's no merch table. So I just like put the box down and just put, you know, albums and CDs and posters down, and kids literally ran over them to get the popcorn.
Oh man.
But they're like little kid footprints all over your albums.
That would be cool, but no, it was just sort of like dirt and grass.
Oh well.
They're fun though. I like them. And
I love children.
I love children stomping on my merch.
Yeah. So you're going to do a bunch this summer?
Yeah, a bunch of solo shows. Have you been to Metro in Chicago?
No, I never have been, actually. I don't think I have. Maybe a long time. Maybe back in the 90s.
Legendary rock club. Yeah, one of the best. So they have a smaller bar next door to them called G-Man that they, it's the same ownership. Joe Shanahan mm-hmm. owns that one too. And they're doing shows there. So I'm doing a couple shows there June 5th. Late one is sold out. So we added a matinee at 4 o'clock, Dave. How about more 4 o'clock rock shows?
Oh, I love that.
I love it so much. I think there's like 4 or 5 tickets left for that one. And yeah, I'm just going to start doing more, more solo shows. And then the full band split single is July 10th in Skokie.
Why Skokie?
Well, there's this great brewery called Sketchbook Brewery.
Oh, okay.
And they have this huge building and terrace, and it's a great setup. It's promoted by Space.
Oh, okay.
Awesome venue in Evanston.
Yeah, yeah.
But they just weren't sure if they could do shows, so they looked for an outdoor venue for us.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. And what about in the place, it's called G-Men?
G-Men, yeah.
Is that indoor or outdoor?
That's indoor, but it's only 33 tickets per show. So the seats are kind of spread out.
Spread out.
Yeah.
There's
like the back of the room, and then there's the spittle pit up front. for when I'm singing.
The COVID pit, yeah.
The COVID pit, yeah.
Now, you're a big anti-vaxxer, I understand.
Well, I don't like science. It doesn't make sense to me.
Oh, we shouldn't joke, because the way this will be edited, it'll seem like we're not joking. Chris will fix right. that.
My wife and I drove to Danville, Illinois, which is 3 hours away, to get vaccinated.
Really?
March 28th, we heard about them having the Johnson & Johnson one shot. We drove three hours, got the shot, drove back. It was euphoric. It was a great day. Oh,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was super psyched to get vaccinated.
It feels great. I go to bars now. I go I wouldn't say that I'm super active, but I do believe in science, and I feel comfortable going to restaurants and bars. And
yeah, that's how I felt. Like, it's just like a huge weight off my shoulders.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I'm risking my life to get on the subway.
You're not. It's yeah.
Yeah.
No, people are like, when you go to the bar, are you looking around and, you know, are you wondering if that person's vaxxed and that one's vaxxed? And I'm like, no, I'm not. That's on them.
Yeah. I've been indoors 3 times, having drinks, and yeah,
how'd it feel?
Two of the times were with my brother who works in medicine. So I just trust him with all things medical and scientific. So I'm like, I just follow his lead. So I felt fine. And then the other night we had for the hit movie Drunk Bus that came out Friday, this past Thursday, there were, the Good God Comedy Show, which is a great show. Their show is at the Sultan Room in Bushwick, and it was to celebrate Drunk Bus. And then afterward, there was kind of a hang, and having drinks. And I wore a mask a lot of the night before then, but then after the show, I was like, I can't drink beer through a mask, and drinking beer is paramount to my existence.
Yeah. I mean, you could, and it would be funny, but
it would be funny. Yeah. So I was like, well, I'm going to have to trust. Let's get back. So the moral is like, if I am going to drink, I really start trusting science a lot. But also the alcohol helps me quells my anxieties a little bit.
Yeah.
So I don't think about
you and
it.
You and Todd haven't been inside together?
Actually, you're referring to Show Business's Todd Barry for the listener. Well,
I figure you're back in New York. You got to be hanging out with one of your closest buddies.
Yeah, no, of course. No, I've seen Todd many times. We did. I think the last time I saw him was a few days ago. And I believe I met him at one of my favorite haunts. I mean, I know I did. And I sat outside and he said, I'm here. And I said, where are you? He said, I'm inside. And I said, well, this kid is outside. I think I just, I'll take outside because just the weather's nice. In addition to like, you know, lowering my concerns. My bigger thing is worrying about, throughout this is my concern has been getting other people sick. I don't care about my own well-being.
No. Yeah. You're fine.
I'm fine.
Did Todd talk about all the things he's doing to get ready for the arenas?
He is. He's got a trainer. And he is
got to be a couple truckloads of PA that's going to travel with him.
PA, he's doing. I think he did a show over the weekend at one of the stadium shows he's doing. You know,
Polyphonic Sound.
I'm going to see him later this week. I'm going to get into it.
Cool.
That's what I think I'm going to do. I'm going to start doing do stand up with two microphones taped together like Ozzy used to do.
Like Monterey Pop Festival or something, like Woodstock. Three microphones taped together?
Yeah, just to let have those punchlines hit even harder, if that's even possible. Just to crush even harder.
Yeah.
The weird thing I've noticed doing shows, because I have done a number of shows in the last couple weeks, and pretty much every one of them, there's several microphones, and you can, like a liberal independent coffee shop, they'll have a clean thing and a dirty thing for the spoons, you know?
Yeah.
And don't get, I love a nice liberal independent coffee shop. This is my favorite thing in the world. But the comedy clubs will have the same thing. It'll be a clean and dirty, and it'll be all like full of microphones.
Really?
Yeah. So well,
good for them. I mean, that's that. I like that attention to detail.
Yeah. So everyone's doing that pretty much. Gives you at least the option of using a clean microphone that no one else has used.
Yeah.
No, but my question is, why haven't we been doing this all along? Microphones are fucking disgusting. Yeah. Like
they smell great.
Yeah. you go like, why haven't any place with microphones had that be an option? Yeah. Why isn't that been the standard instead of being like, here's a disgusting thing. Do you want to have the spit of every band you've seen listed for the past?
Well, and as someone who would play clubs in, you know, the 80s and 90s, it's the combination of that grossness and just the thickest cigarette smoke you can imagine. It's incredible what we tolerated, because I don't smoke, but I tolerated that, where I'm like, my hair, my clothes, my gear, everything reeked of cigarettes, something that I don't do. And then also, you know, all that crap that's on the microphones.
I think
we're survivors,
like,
Dave.
Really are. I kind of always liked that secondhand smoke, like, because I would get home the end of the night and I would just be lying in bed and I would smell like cigarettes and alcohol.
The comforting burn in your lungs.
Yeah, from breathing smoke. And then I would just be lying in bed and I'd think, wow, I really did it. I was out there rocking. And I smell like it.
And now I reek. Yeah.
And now I reek. It's even better when that happens and you get rained on, which would happen quite a bit living in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Magical times. Where can everyone... We have just a few minutes left, Jason.
Okay.
Where can everyone pre-order the new split single album, Amplificado?
So for digital, the best place is Bandcamp. My gosh, as a musician, I love Bandcamp so much. And then splitsinglemusic.com has all the, you know, if you want to order vinyl or CD. Actually, I'm not calling it CD anymore. It's no longer a compact disc that I'm selling. I am selling a download card that comes with artwork, credits, lyrics, and a drink coaster.
Wait, you can download the drink coaster too?
No, hold on. I'll show you. Hold on. Edit this out, Chris.
Edit this out, Chris. Now how are we going to fill this space? I don't think he's coming back. Oh, there he is.
Lightning fast.
So, download card is in there. Lyrics. And then the drink coaster.
Oh!
Because no one has...
A CD player.
Not in their car, not on their computer, not...
I really fell for this whole... I'm that slow that I didn't understand, but you're...
The visuals help. I think the visuals
helped. The visuals helped. No, but it's true. I've been trying to tidy up around my palatial home, and there's so many CDs, and I just started throwing a lot of them out because I had to be honest with myself. That I was I don't know how I'm going to listen. I do have a CD player here somewhere, and I bought an add-on to my computer so I could play CDs and DVDs. Just like
when I stayed over there, which I can't remember which wing of the estate I was in.
You were in the Isabella Rossellini wing.
Oh, was that Northwest?
That's right.
Okay.
Wait, the cops? Is that mine? That's mine. No, Jason stayed on my couch a couple times. In my
it felt like a king size bed.
It does, but then my dog. I was just talking about this with my brother last night. My whoever sleeps on the couch, that my dog, my sweet dog Lucy, will then sleep on top of them or spoon with them.
Oh, it was a great way to wake up. It really was.
she does it to every
warm and cuddly.
You're in good company. She's done it to you. She's done it to Bill Dolan.
Morrissey.
Happy Chichester. One of the people we've mentioned has not slept on the couch. Who else? Rich Fulcher. I think those are all the people that have slept on my couch that I can think of right now. What a way to end the show. Just listing people who have slept on my couch.
But the couch in that wing specifically that we're
in
speaking
that wing
of.
And I probably forgot several people that have, and I apologize for that if you're listening and you're like, wait, I've slept on your couch, Dave. We are just about out of time. Jason, thank you so much for joining us.
Daz, Chris.
Don't leave, because then
good to meet you, man.
We'll walk you out after we end the live cast aspect.
Okay.
But everyone, get the new split single album. Get all the split single albums. But get this new one first. And then get all the other ones. So there. And then I'm excited to see you live and in person. I mean, you know, I'm excited for the quality hangs and also the rockin'.
They're about to happen.
It's all happening. You look great, by the way. I hope I didn't.
You too, buddy.
I should have said that out of the gate.
Oh, man. Great to see you again.
Yeah, likewise. All right, let's drive on. Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Dez. Yeah. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for watching live. Thanks, everyone, listening in the futuristic podcast form. If you would like to support this program, go to MaximumFun.org/join. And there's so many great ways to support the program and Maximum Fun there. So there. And go see Drunk Busts.
Well, yeah, how can I see that?
It's in theaters, but you can go see it on Amazon Prime.
Awesome.
Yeah. Apple, various streaming services out there today.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Should we get out of here now?
Let's do it.
Chris is like, it's been over 5 minutes, Dave. This is an awkward part where we're just waiting now for Chris to tell us when the show's over. It's not over yet, I don't think.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.